Hi, this is ISU Athletic Director Jeff Tingey, and you're listening to my 16th podcast of 2017. Having a blast, lots of fun. We've got a great guest this week, Dr. Caroline Fari. For everyone who knows her, it's Smitty.
Smitty.
And Smitty, welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, you know what? I've known Smitty for a long time, and we were just talking about this. It's now more than 20 years, because when I was growing up in high school, Smitty was the sports director and news anchor for Channel 6 for sports.
Yeah, my olden days, my old job.
Yeah, that was a fun one, I assume.
You know what? I loved everything about it other than the pay. Yeah. You know, you get to hang out on sidelines of football games and baseball games and meet some great people along the way. And I always said that if I could have a job and do it my entire life and make a decent living income, that would be the job. I mean, I just absolutely had a blast doing it. It was a wonderful, wonderful job.
Yeah. Well, that's good. And it was a good one. It kind of helped you transition to where you're at now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you talk about yourself and give us a background, and maybe as part of that background, you can tell us, you know, how you got from that to being a professor here at the University of Dr. Fari or Smitty, and maybe you can tell us about Smitty.
Yeah.
Is a professor in the Sports Science and Physical Education Department, and is, as of a week ago, has become the university's FAR, which is the Faculty Athletic Rep.
Yeah. So. Well, I guess we'll go back to the olden days. I'm a graduate of Boise High School. I ended up playing basketball at the College of Southern Idaho right out of Boise High. And then I transferred to the College of Idaho. College of Idaho was a fantastic school. I played soccer, actually, there. Wasn't exactly what I wanted, so I was looking around at schools to transfer to, and I ended up transferring to Idaho State. I had met a guy by the name of Mike Chanis, who worked in admissions. Along the recruiting trails, and I was just real impressed with Mike and how he described Idaho State. And I had also met Nancy Graziano in my sophomore year in college at CSI when I was playing basketball, and she was coaching basketball at the time. And so I just, you know, I had really good, fond feelings about Idaho State. So I ended up transferring here, did my undergraduate degree here at Idaho State, went to work in television for about 9 years after that, finished my master's degree. And then I finished my doctoral degree also here at ISU. So 3 degrees from Idaho State.
Boy, good on you.
Yeah. Wow. It's a good school. Why not, right?
Yeah. So you eventually got into teaching. You're mm-hmm. a professor here at the university.
Right.
How did you get to that? Is that something you always wanted to do? Or?
You know, I had some family friends back from my Boise High School days and CSI days by the name of Pat Charlton and Cheryl Charlton, and they were all educators in their family, and they kind of adopted me and kind of took me under their wing, so to speak. And they had always told me, you're going to be a teacher, you need to be a teacher, you need to be a teacher. And I thought, no, I don't want to be a teacher. And I went to work in television, and I really loved it, but I knew that that wasn't going to be a long-term position for me. I knew that I wanted to do something else, but at the same time, I wanted to live in Pocatello. I just love this town and I love this community. I had went in television and did some work worked in Reno for a while. I worked, did some stuff with ESPN for a while. But it always came back to, I want to be in education. And it seemed to be a safe place for me in a kind of an inviting place. So I had went back to school. I started, I'd went back to school at the end of my television years after I got married, and I became a teacher. I started out teaching at Grace Lutheran School, and then I moved up to Highland High School where my husband was, because I was also an athletic trainer, and it just kept pulling me, you know, this teaching thing. And I guess I had set a goal when I was young that I want to go all the way in school. I want to go all the way and finish that terminal degree. So about 2002, 2003, I went back to school here at ISU, got my doctoral degree. And then an opportunity opened up at Idaho State in the Department of Sports Science and PE, and I was fortunate enough to get it. So I haven't looked back. I've been here for about 10 years, I think. I just finished my 10th year teaching up here.
Wow.
And I'm super, super happy. I couldn't ask to work with better people or at a better school.
Well, 10 years, congratulations.
Thanks.
You know, you get to work as a professor with students and student-athletes on a daily basis.
Yeah.
How does that go? Because I know what happens with some of the classes that you teach.
Yeah. Yeah, we have probably about 40% of our students, maybe 30% of our students in the Department of Sports Science and PE are student athletes. We do have a large number of student athletes. We teach in four different emphasis areas. We have sport management, which a lot of student athletes are interested in. We have an exercise science emphasis, and then we have an outdoor education and then a physical education teaching. I'm primarily working with the sport management and exercise science students. So I do see quite a few of them on a daily basis, and I'm impressed. You know, I like teaching because it gives you an opportunity to really have an impact on somebody's life. And for them to have an impact on me as well. Mm-hmm. So I've always kind of guided my teaching on the three R's, rigor, relevancy, and relationships. And I'm fortunate that we have pretty small class sizes in our department, and we have a real close-knit vibe in our department that we're able to get to know the students really, really well. So along with that comes student athletes, and that's just kind of a perk, being able to meet and greet some of them.
Well, I've got to give props to you because I got my master's degree here at Idaho State, and I took classes from you.
One of my students.
Yeah, how about that? And one of the things that I loved about you, and I put you, you know, we all have had professors through our college experience and high school experience that you kind of set them aside as above average or the greats, the bests. Mm-hmm. You're in that one for me because your classes were all hands-on. It's not the theory of it, and we'll read it out of book, and then we'll talk about how it could be implemented. Yours was more of, we're going to do this, you're going to do this, and you're going to tell me how it goes. Tell us about that and some of the things that you do, the Bengal Try.
Bengal Try, it goes back to those three R's, rigor, relevancy, and relationships. You know, you try to have that rigor to make the classes somewhat difficult and to have collegiate level learning and instruction taking place. And then that second R, relevancy, is what we're doing in the classroom relevant to what these kids want to do with their professional selves. Like I said, I'm in sport management. So these kids need to be able to apply these theories and these principles we're talking about in class into a real sport management setting. A lot of them are athletes, like we said, but they haven't managed athletics. They haven't run those logistical operations of running an athletic event. We put on with my students at an event called the Bengal Triathlon, which Jeff participates in every year along with his wife Amber.
Yeah.
We have about 350 participants now. We've been doing it for I think 8 years. And this is an opportunity for my students to step outside of the box, so to speak, and to discover a sport that they may not be super familiar with. You know, I stress that to them a lot, to get outside of that comfort zone of football, basketball, soccer, baseball type of stuff, and to experience something new. So the Bengal Try was the product of that. We get athletes from around the state, and the students help out with the logistical operations, with the marketing, with financial sponsorships, with you name it. And then they're there on race day. They have to set up the transition area or all the bike racks, and they have to help with the swimming and all of these things. So a lot of these kids that's completely foreign to them. You know, they're not used to that environment, and they're also not used to working with everyday athletes. You know, people from that range in age from maybe 11 years old on up to 71 years old, and all different abilities. So they see the super fast people, and then they see the people that are just happy as a clam to finish the race, and I think that's a really unique and rewarding experience for my students.
Well, and that's grown to the largest sprint triathlon in the state, right?
Yeah, it is. It's kind of an atypical triathlon because we swim on Friday, and then we seed based on the swim times, we seed how we send them off on the bike and run on Saturday. So we have to do that in this area because obviously it's cold in April in Pocatello. And we also don't have an open water swim environment or a pool that would be big enough for 350 people at once. So it's pretty good. We have swims in five different locations actually around the state. And that helps bring more people here. So sometimes the people complain, my students complain a little bit about having to sit there and count laps and time and all that with that. Or they kind of don't understand the importance sometimes of why do I have to stand on the street corner for an hour. But what they're doing is absolutely essential to the safety of our student athletes or of our participants and also of the motorists and the general citizens in Pocatello using the Rhodes the same time we are.
You know, it's a great event. Yeah, I've done all eight, proud to say that. Some years I've been competing, trying to do my best, and others I've been just trying to finish. And fun. It's really fun.
It is a fun event, and it's pretty dang rewarding with seeing people cross the finish line. But I think that my favorite part of it, absolutely my favorite part of it, is we give hoodie sweatshirts away every year that have the Bengal logo on it. Jeff's kind enough to let us use the Bengal logo, and that Bengal gets branded all around the state. And every year I have the triathlon club from Boise State, who is very competitive. They come every year, and it is quite rewarding seeing those Broncos wearing the Bengal. Yes. It's funny because 2 years ago when Idaho State played Boise State at Bronco Stadium in football, I get my phone starts lighting up, and it's all these Boise State kids. I call them my Boise State boys because they end up staying at my house, and we've gotten to be pretty close. But they were texting me pictures, and they had an orange day for the ISU Boise State game, and these kids didn't have much orange, so they wear their Bengal Triathlon orange sweatshirts that we had given out that previous year. So they were all texting me pictures of sitting in Bronco Stadium in the middle of all of the Bronco student faithful with their Bengal Triathlon.
Boy, good on you for getting that the Bengal name inside
exactly right.
Bronco Stadium.
That's right. It was all over the place.
Oh, good. Now, you've also done a lot of work with concussions, concussion research. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So, like I said before, I'm also a practicing athletic trainer. My husband and I run the Sports Medicine Institute for Portneuf Medical Center, and I also worked as an athletic trainer at Highland High School for several years as well. And along the way, I was just really affected by, I guess, the concussion epidemic and watching concussion be maybe mishandled in many schools that didn't have athletic trainers. And this was at the time that I had to figure out what I was going to write my dissertation on. And, I really wanted to change the world and get athletic trainers everywhere, but that's not possible with funding issues and all that. So I ended up writing my dissertation on looking at how concussion was managed in high school programs that did not have an athletic trainer and what coaches knew. So from that, it just kind of snowballed, and I was fortunate enough to get lots of grants when I came here to Idaho State. We started a concussion awareness program, and keep in mind, this was 15 years ago, when nobody was talking about concussion the way we are now. It was really a taboo subject. And so we started a concussion awareness campaign, and we got the word out. And like I said, it's been my primary research line, working with concussion policy and concussion advocacy. The last few years, there have been so much media attention surrounding this topic that a lot of my work is no longer necessary as far as the educational outreach. But we started the Center for Sports Concussion here at ISU. We work with educational outreach with coaches, parents, and athletes, and with medical community as well. We do facilitate neurocognitive or baseline testing, which we supply the program here for Idaho State's athletic program. And then we continue research. So I have about 18, 20 peer-reviewed publications that I've published relative to the topic as well.
20?
About
wow.
That, yeah. I remember that first one was, I was so scared. I'm like, how do I get published and how do you do this? And you get that rejection your first time and you're like, oh, I suck. but, you know, it was something that you just get more comfortable as the time goes, and you keep writing and you try to keep the studies relevant, I guess, to what needs are. So yeah. I'm not really a physiologist. I don't consider myself that at all. But I'm more a practical a researcher that deals with the practical application of concussion management and appropriate policy and planning in schools and sport programs.
Boy, that's great. Well, for all of our listeners, and I mentioned this at the beginning, Smitty has recently been named as the faculty athletics representative for the athletic department. What that means, and it's a position that's not very well known, Smitty reports directly to the president. There's only a few people on campus that report directly to the president. You and I are both. And you represent the university's academic integrity of athletics to the president and to the faculty, and also the well-being of the student athletes, whether that's mental well-being or health or physical or whatever that may be. I know you're just brand new into this, and you did go to one small training a couple weeks ago, but What? And I guess one more thing is every FAR is different. They mm-hmm. they all have different duties based on their level of experience, based on their expertise. Mm-hmm. What do you think will be your area you'll take in this?
First of all, I'm really excited to do this. This is something that I think fits me pretty good with my interests in academics and in athletics, and so I'm absolutely honored that President Bayless asked me to fill this role at the university. It's a role, as you know, that's required by NCAA rules. I'm really getting a handle on what I'm going to be doing. I went to the NCAA rules seminar last week in Indianapolis and just learned a ton there. I know I will be working with the academic certification of student athletes, working closely with our compliance director and our compliance department and our academic advising folks to ensure that there's a healthy balance, I guess you could say, between the athletics and the academic side. So that can range anything from the time management with the student athletes to, you know, the psychological aspects of what's involved with being a student athlete and a student. So I intend to do that. The other thing I really want to do, I think, is my primary goal, and it's kind of vague, but really be that person for the student athletes. Be that safe place that they can go if there are issues that are arising for them, both athletically or academically, that they can bounce stuff off of me and have me to go to. I think that's probably my main goal, and again, it goes back to that relationships thing, that third R that guides me as a teacher. So that's that, but along the way, you know, there's the not so fun parts of the job, I guess, where you have to deal with the potential for violations or you know, academic eligibility and those things, but I'm really hoping that those things, and I anticipate that those things will play a very minor role as I figure out my role as the faculty athletics representative.
Well, with your background, with your expertise, that's one of the things we're really looking forward to, because you already have a relationship mm-hmm. with many student athletes. They already look up to you. They already know that you can be trusted.
Yeah.
And now you can be a sounding board. You can be a confidant. You can.
Sure. You know, and I think it's more than that. I think it's, I do have a positive relationship with the student athletes that I do know. There's a ton that I don't know. But I also feel really comfortable in the relationship I have with the athletics staff, with you, and with the rest of the administration. I've, you know, been bebopping around to coaches' offices and talking with them just kind of informally in the last couple weeks, and I'm really excited about what's happening here at Idaho State. I'm really excited about all of our coaches, really, and the relationship that I feel that I'm going to be able to have with them. And then, you know, just that I'm embedded in this community and just understanding that that it takes a village, you know. And I hope I can be a positive link with all of those and at the same time fulfill my role in being the president's eyes and ears, I guess, with our athletic programs and our academic programs. So I'm excited. I couldn't think of a better thing for me to be doing 10 years into my professional career here at ISU. I hope it lasts for a long time. I hope that I continue to have the positive things happen that I've had in the last couple of weeks, that's for sure.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, Smitty, appreciate you joining us today. Appreciate you joining us as our FAR. Really excited for that, for the work that we'll do moving forward and collaboratively and all of that, and you know, thanks for being you. You're a big example to our student athletes and to our community. So
we
appreciate having you here and having you at the university.
That's pretty good. We got through a whole interview without talking about Bristol.
Yeah, I thought about it. I really did. Everybody knows about Bristol, the tea fetching dog.
Yeah, he might be getting close to retirement. His sister's chomping at the bit, but yeah, he had a rough winter, but he's good. He's good.
Pokey.
I have to mention
Pokey's
my
a good
boy.
Dog too. Yeah.
Yeah. Mom has favorites.
Hey, Smitty has these great, great dogs, and they fetch the tees both at our games, sometimes at other games, high schools, that sort of thing. They're both border collies, and we fell in love with them. My family did, to
he
the
got
point
one.
That we got one. We got a border collie, and she is our second daughter. And
yeah, absolutely.
It's so funny. I mean, the first 6 months she slept outside. She hasn't slept outside since. Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
Well, she had a heated dog bed and a heated dog house and all of those things. And yet we fell asleep and we're like, or we fell in love with her. And then pretty soon we're like, why are we making her sleep outside? Yeah. She's part of the family.
That's exactly right.
So anyways.
Yep. Yep.
They're fun.
They are absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yep.
Well, Smitty, thank you for joining
us
today.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to an awesome year ahead.
Yeah.
Go Bengals.
To all of our fans, all the team sports are done. Five athletes are still remaining in action. From the track team, they head to the NCAA regional championships this weekend in Austin, Texas. We hope they can run through the heat and the thunderstorms. But they are in great position to do very good things. And so we wish them well. From that, we bid you adieu. Thank you for joining us. And go Bengals.
Go Bengals.